Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Green is, of course, the color of the conservation movement. It's also the color of Islam. Islamic scholars gathered in Istanbul recently to blend those two shades of green with a 7-year action plan on global warming.
We believe that all of us, not just Muslim, Christian, Jews, everybody lives on this earth. We are in the same boat. So we have to care about this earth, all of us.
That's Mahmoud Akif, whose nonprofit Earthmates Dialogue Center organized the action plan. Goals include climate change education, green cities, and the Grand Mufti of Egypt even pledged to make his fatwa-issuing office in Cairo carbon neutral. Mahmoud Akif says the inspiration comes from Islam's sacred texts, the Quran, and the Hadith, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad.
Of course, the Quran has a lot of verses with regard to the environment, with regard to walking on the earth, to look what God has created for the human being. And this human being should save and protect and enjoy this creations. And at the same time, Prophet Muhammad has also many hadiths or saying about the environment. There is a hadith, "Haza Uhud Jabal Yuhibbuna wa Nuhibbu," means this the mountain of Uhud. It's near to Mecca, and this mountain loves us, and we love it. So he moved the level of caring about the mountain as a part of the environment from just to enjoy the beautifulness of the mountain to love. And it's a symbol for the other parts of the environment. We should love the environment. And when we love the environment, of course, we will take care of it, we will protect it, and we will save it.
And then there's another one that says essentially you should treat a palm tree as if it is your aunt. Is that right?
Yes. Akrimu ammatikum min nakhla. Akrimu means respect. Mm-hmm. You should respect your aunt, of course.
Of course.
So he asks the Muslims to respect and admire the palm tree. Your aunt, the palm tree. You know? So if you look at it as your aunt, you have feeling. This is very important. You should have respect and admire the environment.
Yeah.
This is what Islam and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, ask us to do.
Now, you convened this conference in Istanbul to talk about the issue and come up with a plan of action. Tell me a couple of specific action items here. I read, I think, one where there's a recommendation for essentially a green seal of approval, a label that would be placed on products.
Yes. What we call the Islamic label for products which is produced through an environmental friendly ways. And we call this tayyiba. Tayyiba means like halal, like label putting on the food.
Right, that it was processed in a proper way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who would give this seal of approval? Who would decide?
We started by establishing an organization called Mecca. Mecca is a Muslim association for climate change action.
Uh-huh.
And this organization will be responsible for implementing the plan.
And that acronym sounds a lot like Mecca, the holy site.
Yes. Of course, we try to do it very similar. That means this organization coming from an Islamic principle, you know, an Islamic values.
Any plans for a green Hajj to reduce the carbon footprint of one's trip to Mecca?
Yes, we already discussed it with some people in the Saudi authorities, and we are going to start with what we call Green Umrah, which is a little bit smaller than the Hajj, because in the Hajj there are more than 3-4 million people attending the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we are working on it now. And not only when they go to the holy places, but also when they go back to their countries, they will start teaching the other people.
Yeah, that's a real moment of opportunity, isn't it? Because when people undertake the pilgrimage, they're about, you know, renewing their faith. And this is, what we call a teachable moment, right?
Yeah, and the potential is huge, huh? More than 1.3 billion of people around the world believing in these values and this principle, and if they can implement these actions, I think it will help the whole earth, you know, because the climate change, it will affect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we should take care of this challenge. There is a hadith also, if you feel the day of judgment is coming and you have a seedling in your hand, you should plant it.
Even if you think the day of judgment is coming, you should still plant a seedling.
Yeah. إِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَفِي يَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَسِيلَةٌ فَلْيَغْرِزْهَا.
So even though things might look hopeless, still do something to make it better.
Uh-huh. Yes. If you feel it will not help, but you should do it. And we believe that all of us, we have to save this earth.
Mr. Mahmoud Akif is founder and director of the nonprofit organization Earthmates Dialogue Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.